It's a great privilege to come into the house of the Lord. And I'm glad to be here. I don't know about you. Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord? Ask your neighbor, are you glad to be in the house of the Lord? I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. Lord, we ask, even as we want to hear your word, we ask that you speak to us. We ask, Father, Lord, that you touch our hearts, O God. Help us to listen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's open our Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'll be reading from verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 7. It says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh." Let's jump to verse 16. Verse 16 now. "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." Verse 18. "While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Hallelujah. That is God's word. I don't really have a title for today's message, but I believe at the end of the message, you will have a title for it. Let me read verse 8 again. It says, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair." How many people are facing troubles today? We have angels in the house. We have spiritual people in the house. Some people don't like using trouble. Okay, how many people are facing challenges? Let's be cosmopolitan. How many people are facing challenges or have ever faced challenges in their life? Okay, how many people have never faced any trouble in their life? Somebody said, "Kosi." Hallelujah. Nowadays, we have doctrines that tell us that when we receive Jesus Christ, all troubles will fade away. There will be no more problems. There will be no challenges. But it's unscriptural. If you have heard that before, it is unscriptural. That's not what the Bible tells us. Troubles are being faced by everyone. I've read the Bible so many times. I'm yet to see a child of God that has not faced trouble in the Bible. Probably if you see one, you can let me know. If you see one, you can let me know. Starting from Adam and Eve. Forget about what happened in the Garden of Eden. Remember that Adam and Eve gave birth to children, their first two children, Cain and Abel. And we remember what Cain did to Abel. Imagine giving birth to your first child and your second child, and the first child kills the second child. Can you imagine what will happen in that family? Can you imagine what will happen to the father and the mother? And of course, Cain himself. That's great trouble. From Adam and Eve, going to Abraham, we all know what happened to Abraham. waiting for a child. But do you know that Abraham had to leave his house because there was famine? There was no food. There was nothing for him to eat. And so he had to leave where he was and he went to Egypt. That is great trouble for Abraham. Going to Isaac. Isaac lost his mother at a very young age, at about 27. He lost his mother. And the Bible says he was not comforted until he met his wife when he was 40 years. That's about 13 years of traveling. 13 years of crying because he lost his mother. That's trouble. Jacob, we know of all the troubles he went through. And if you keep on going through the Bible, right from the Old Testament to the New Testament, you will see different characters that have faced one challenge or the other. Even Jesus, he faced challenges while here on earth. He faced challenges right here on earth. And Paul is reminding us here. He says, we are troubled on every side, on the left, on the right, front, backwards, upwards, downwards. Trouble on every side. But he says, yet we are not distressed. Troubles could be categorized probably into three. We have troubles that are self-made. We have self-made troubles. We have natural troubles. And we also have supernatural troubles. Supernatural troubles apply to Christians, to those who are called by God. Natural troubles affect everybody. Self-made troubles, of course, you are the one that created it for yourself. Imagine you are traveling from here to Lagos and you just have 2 liters in your car and you want to move from here to Lagos and it's in the night and you take on that journey. What will happen? In the middle of the road, the car is going to stop and you can't go anywhere. That's the trouble you inflicted on yourself because you ought to go to the petrol station and buy fuel. Simple things like that, that's a trouble you are inflicting on yourself. Presently now, COVID-19, we are asked, make sure you sanitize yourself. Make sure you maintain social distancing. Make sure you wear your face masks in public. If we don't do this and that affliction rises on that person, it is self-afflicted because the person didn't follow simple instructions. Troubles can be self-made. Are you a businessman or a businesswoman? And probably you are cheating your customers, feeling that you are making profits, making high profits day by day, and things are just going to flow that way. One day, it's going to catch up with you, and that your business might not make it. That is a trouble that you are creating on yourself. Are you an employee? Every day you go to work late. You're always late to work. Your boss gives you an assignment, you don't do it. What's going to happen? You get a sack letter very soon. That is self-inflicted trouble. Self-made. It is self-made. We have natural problems. We have natural troubles that affect every human on earth. And of course, one is what we're facing now, COVID-19. Every human being is being faced with that affliction wherever you are, not because you're a Nigerian. Even if you're an American, if you're an Indian, wherever you find yourself, everyone is facing that. Everyone has to coat himself with face masks, has to maintain social distancing so that to keep himself or herself safe. Those are natural things that happen to everyone. When rain falls and you are not in your car, no matter what will happen, as long as you don't have umbrella, what will happen? You're going to be wet. That is a trouble. That's a natural trouble. Whether you're born again or not, the rain will fall on you. Those are natural troubles. And we also have supernatural troubles that go after believers. It is because you are a believer. That is why that trouble is coming to you. If you just remove that believer from yourself, that trouble will go away. There are some appointments people can't get because they are believers. Promotion in certain places cannot happen because you're a believer, because you stand for the truth. We see this happening in Nigeria. We see this happening in our working places. There are so many things we face because we are Christians. And that is what we're talking about today. So many things we face because we are Christians. If we go through the Bible, we will see different categories. This different categories being played about. Natural troubles, of course, Adam and Eve, they disobeyed and they were sent out of the Garden of Eden. We have Cain that killed his brother and he was banished. Those are self-afflicted troubles that took place in the Bible. We have Samson, who did not do as he was supposed to do, and they removed his eyes. The people he was supposed to kill actually removed his eyes. And we all know the story. And we also have natural disasters. We have natural troubles found in the Bible. And we also have supernatural, which we are basing on today. And Paul, as we all know his story, was writing this because he has faced so many troubles just because he was a Christian. Remember some years back, his name was Saul. His name was Saul, and he didn't face any crisis. He didn't face any trouble, of course, because he was not a Christian. He didn't declare that he was born again. But now, because he was a believer, see where he's placed. He says, we have trouble every side, everywhere we look at. We have trouble surrounding us. But one thing he says, we are not distressed. My brother, my sister, are you distressed? We need to change our mentality about troubles. We need to change our mentality about troubles because troubles have come to just make us stronger as Christians. We ought not to count troubles as something that is strange. 1 Peter 4:7, Peter says, do not look at troubles as if they are strange. When the fiery trials come, do not look at them as if they are strange. In fact, expect them. Expect them and stand your ground. When you expect them and stand your ground, then you will not be distressed. Troubles come from everywhere as long as you're a Christian. If you're not a Christian, then probably those supernatural troubles will not come around you. But the moment you declare that you are a Christian, the moment you declare that you are a child of God, those troubles will begin to surface. They will begin to come around you. They begin to come around you. In the church, we face troubles. A few years that have passed now, so many people have died suddenly in this church. Those are troubles for the church. And we have so many questions we're asking God. So many questions arise that we're asking God. Why? Why did this happen? Why did that happen? Why did this happen? But those are troubles that surround every supernatural Christian. Just to bring that supernatural Christian down. Just to make you discouraged. I just heard in a film some days back, he says that when the devil senses a breakthrough, he brings a breakdown. When the devil senses a breakthrough ahead of you, he brings a breakdown. That breakdown is a trouble. That breakdown was a trouble. We have so many characters in the Bible. I mean, look at their character. These were true men of God. These were true believers. But certain things happened to them and you question, why did this thing happen to him? A very clear example is Job. Job was a righteous man. In fact, the only righteous man in his area. And yet, see the affliction that came upon him. For several days. If you read that passage, it says, when his friends came and they saw him, they kept mute for 7 days. They sat down there and they were looking at him for 7 days. They couldn't talk. Because this affliction, this man that is wealthy, this man that is, I mean, he's born again, they couldn't talk for 7 days. I don't know how many other days he was afflicted. But we all know what happened at the end of the road. I read also about Elisha. Do you know how Elisha died? Elisha was a great man of God that did greater wonders than Elijah. Greater wonders than Elijah. Raised the dead without even talking. Just by touching. Dead were raised. But the Bible tells us that Elijah died being sick. Can you imagine that? Elijah died being sick. But if you still read that the passage, I think 2 Kings chapter 13, it says that after they had buried him, I don't know how many days after, there was a dead man that they mistakenly placed on his burial ground. And the Bible says immediately that dead man hits that burial ground, he rose up. Wonders will never end. That is how God is mysterious. A man that died being sick, he's still healing those that are dead while he's dead. Let us not be distressed by any trouble that we are facing. I tell you, let us not be distressed at all. Let us hold on. Let us hold on wherever we find ourselves. What do we do when these troubles come? What do we do when these troubles come? I just have 2 points to explain. What do we do when these troubles come? Let's open to John 16, verse 33. John 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you. John 16, 33. I believe we're all there. These things I have spoken unto you, that in your pastor you might have peace. Is that what it says? That in the doctor you will have peace. That in President Buhari you will have peace. That in Seyi Makinde you will have peace. That in your lawyer you will have peace. That in your husband you will have peace. That in your wife you will have peace. The Bible says here is that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That in me you might have peace. My brothers and sisters, the only way we will not be distressed when troubles come is when we stay connected to Jesus. And that's my first point. Stay connected to Jesus. He says that in me you might have peace. The moment we lose connection with Jesus, the moment distress will begin to come, the moment discouragement will begin to come in. But as long as we stay connected to Jesus, he says, that in me ye might have peace. That in me ye might have peace. How do you stay connected? Of course, the first step is being born again. But you don't just get born again. Every day you need to pray. You need to have your quiet time. You need to pray. You need to study the Bible. You need to fellowship with believers among you. That is how to stay connected. You know, it's the same thing with a phone. Most of us have Android phones, iOS phones, so on and so forth. And most of the time, we want to use our WhatsApp, we must be connected to a certain network, whichever network it is. We have to be connected to that network. But when your data, there's a button, most of our phones, there's a button for putting on or putting off your data. When that data is off, what happens? Can you be connected? You cannot be connected. Sometimes it has happened to me, I'm just browsing, or I'm on my WhatsApp, or I'm on Google, and I'm trying to check something, and I check, and it says the page cannot be displayed. Moments ago, I was browsing, but just suddenly, it says the page cannot be displayed. And when I check, I find out that my data has expired. Some of the times, the phone is connected, but the data is expired. There is no data. So there is no way for you to get connected. Same way. That's the same analogy. Some of us are born again, but we don't pray. We don't study our Bible. We don't fellowship with believers. We don't show that character that we are born again anywhere. There's nothing, we're going to be distressed when troubles come. The Lord wants us to stay connected. Fill up your data by praying, by studying the Bible, by praying and fasting, by doing all manner of gymnastics, spiritual gymnastics, to stay your ground. That is how to stay connected. Isaiah 43:2 says, when we pass through the rivers, let's check there. It gives us categories of troubles. Isaiah 43:2. Isaiah 43, verse 2. It says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. We see three categories of troubles here. The first is just passing through water. The second is passing through a river, which is much more terrible. And the third is passing through fire. At different times in our lives, we might be going through these different areas. Some of us are passing through water. Some of us are passing through rivers. Some of us are passing through fire, which is terrible. We all know how hot fire is. But the Bible is saying that I will be with thee. It didn't say if. The Bible didn't say if you pass through waters. The Bible says when. That's a strong conditional statement. When. That means you are going to pass through waters. You are going to pass through rivers. You are going to pass through fire. But the Bible says, I will be with you. Physically, I've passed through waters. We have one river Kwekwe, very close to us, that has affected so many people in Ibadan. And I've passed through that water sometimes when I just have to get home, by all means. And you can imagine the fear in your heart when you look left and right and you see the water just moving very fast, moving very fast. I can't imagine now crossing a river. I can't remember. I watched a film, Harriet. Some of us might have watched it. She had to cross a river to get into freedom. And the water reached here. We never know how deep that land is as we are walking. And then talk less about passing through fire. Those are different categories the Bible tells us. But the Bible is saying, when you pass through them, I will be with thee. So that's the first thing that will help us stay connected to Jesus. The next thing I want us to look at is found in 2 Corinthians 4:18, but I would like us to read Mark 14. Mark 14. Let's see if we can read it because of time. Matthew 14. This tells of the story of Peter. It says Jesus was, let's read it from verse 25. It says, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he says, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And the second thing that will help us, or step that will help us, is to look away from the troubles and look unto Jesus. 2 Corinthians 4, where we read, it says, while we look at things that we don't look at things that are seen, we look at things that are unseen. Do not look at the troubles. Do not look at the challenges. But look away from the challenges and look on to Jesus. We all see the story of Peter here. In verse 29, he says, Peter was walking on the water. No problem. Peter was walking on the water. But in the next verse, it says what? But when he saw what? when he saw the wind, when we focus our minds on the troubles, how will I do this, this, that, when we focus on the challenges, it begins to weigh us down, just like it weighed Peter down. But if we look at Jesus, I tell you, he's going to take us, just like the verse we just said, he will be with us in that water. He will be with us in that river. He will be with us in that fire. But we must make sure that we look at him. Hebrews 12:2 says, looking at Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Let us not look at the troubles. There are so many troubles that can give a person heart attack. So many troubles that come our way. Natural troubles, supernatural troubles that can just end the life of a man. As people have been ended. People have been killed suddenly just because of troubles that they face. Just yesterday, I heard of a man of God again that just went. Just like that. But looking at Jesus, that is the only thing that will keep us moving on. I read about Stephen some time ago, and I was wondering how, maybe Stephen was married, maybe he had children, how would the wife feel? Stephen had just given a wonderful message. He was preaching the word of God, declaring the word of God. And immediately after he finished preaching, they stoned him to death. And I was asking, Lord, why didn't the angels just take charge? Why did the angels not just appear and just guard him and stop him from being killed? Asking God so many questions. But I now remembered. If you remember, the Bible says that Saul was there. Maybe he didn't stone him, but he was holding the clothes of those that were stoning Stephen to death. And we know of what Saul became after that scene, after that episode. He became Paul, and greater things happened. In our lifetime, we've seen so many terrible things happening. Is it this year that one of the officials of Cannes was beheaded? Most of us saw that video. And I was watching that video. I said, Lord, why will this thing happen in our days? Let him just disappear, or let the angels just, you know, we watch so many films. Let the angel just hold the sword and let a miracle happen. But those are troubles that we are going to face. Those are troubles we are going to face. At a very young age, I lost my mom when I was 30 years. She just slept and she didn't wake up. And I was like, ah, God, why? This woman is so young. She has not even enjoyed the fruit of her labor, and she just went like that. I was asking God so many questions, not knowing that 2 years later I would still lose my sister, who was about to give birth, and she died. Not for any other reason. The doctor came out and apologized that he made a mistake later on. And I was asking God, why all this? But it still comes down to all this. These troubles come around us just to make us distressed, just to make us discouraged and say, I'm not following God again. Well, if God cannot do this, why will I follow God? But these are troubles that come our way day by day. But all we need to take our stand and say, whatever happens, Jesus is Lord. Whatever happens, I'm not going back. Whatever happens, I am following Jesus. Whatever happens, I'm not looking back. I've made up my mind that I'm going to serve the Lord, no matter what happens. Let's read Romans chapter 8, lastly. Romans chapter 8, from verse 35. Romans 8 from verse 35. It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded. Tell your neighbor, I am persuaded. Say it loudly. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Let's be on our feet. I just want you to begin to pray. Begin to strengthen yourself in the Lord at this time. I tell you, troubles are left, right, center, left everywhere. Troubles are everywhere to bring us down. Troubles are everywhere to bring us down. But I want you to strengthen yourself in the Lord today. Say, I am persuaded. Begin to declare it. Say, I am persuaded that nothing is going to separate me from the love of Christ. I am persuaded that nothing is taking me away from Jesus. I am persuaded that whatever happens, Lord, I am still serving you. Lord, you are still my God. Lord, you are still my Savior. I want you to begin to declare that this morning. I want you to begin to declare that this morning and say, Lord, I've made up my mind. I've made up my mind. No matter how the boat is rocked, no matter the waters I pass through, no matter the rivers I pass through, no matter the fire that comes, Lord, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to serve you. Make that commitment. That is what the devil doesn't want to hear. The devil doesn't want to hear that. I want you to make that commitment and take your stand today. Take your stand this morning. Take your stand this morning. Say, Lord, whatever happens, you are Lord. Whatever happens, I am following you. Whatever happens, I am following you. Whatever happens, I am following you. Heavenly Father, we take our stand today, oh God. We will stay connected to you, oh Lord. We will not look at the troubles, but we will look at you, Jesus. We will not look at the troubles. We will look at you, oh Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask that you strengthen us. We ask that you strengthen us because we know that we are living in the perilous times. We are living in the perilous times at this time, Lord. We are asking that you strengthen us, Lord. Strengthen us to keep on. Strengthen us to keep on moving on. Strengthen us, Father, Lord, to keep on moving on. Despite what we may face, despite what we may face today, tomorrow, whenever, next month, next year, whatever we may face, help us to still stand our ground and serve you. Help us to still stand our ground and serve you, Lord. Help us to still stand our ground and serve you, Lord Jesus. Help us, oh God, strengthen us. I want you to declare it. Declare it, Lord, help me. Help me to stand. Help me to stand. Help me to stand despite all these troubles. Help me to stand despite all these troubles. Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray, oh God, give us the grace to stand. Give us the grace to stand. Give us the grace to stand, Lord Jesus. Give us the grace to stand, Lord God Almighty. Give us that grace to stand, Lord God. Give us the grace to stand, Lord God. Heavenly Father, strengthen us. Strengthen our spiritual man, oh Lord. Help us to look on you. Help us to stay connected to you, Lord Jesus. Help us to stay connected to you. I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus I can take it.
With Jesus I can take it. With him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands.
Heavenly Father, this is our prayer. With you, we can take it. Lord, we know that with you with us, Lord, we will continue to stand our ground. We ask that you will help us. We ask that you will strengthen our faith. We will not give up. Father, Lord, we will continue to serve you, Father, Lord, till the end. For your Bible says, Lord, the word of God says that he that endureth to the end shall be saved. We will endure to the end. Strengthen us, Father Lord, to endure to the end. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.